All right. Welcome in to Toilets to Titles. This is episode number 129. This is the 2022 Frankenstank Listener League rules, scoring, settings, discussion. We did one of these a few months ago when we were, so every year we kind of break it down. We break down last year's league. We do an episode breaking it down. And then this year, so we did that last year, but then we didn't do an episode pulling it all back together. So now in year three, we've learned that we also, after breaking it down a few months later, all the new rules, all the new updates, all the new scoring, we need to pull it back together. We're putting out an episode for everybody in the league. We have 60 teams in the league. It's T2T. It's friends of the show. It's listeners. We're pulling it all back together. We're going to tell you exactly how the league is going to run this year. And then if you were listening at home and you didn't get in, you want to get in, there's going to be three more divisions next year. So there's going to be 36 more teams. And I am joined this morning. Usually we do evenings, but it's evening in Australia. All right. And it is morning in America. But I am joined by a cast of monsters from Toilets to Titles. And I'm going to pass it over to my co-host, who I haven't seen in a long time, my man Justin, who did make it back from Las Vegas safe and sound, at @JustinFF_Justin. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful. I'm just back from vacation, back from Vegas, and I got to tell you, I hate Raider fans even more than I did before I went. So my Las Vegas is more of a vacation Las Vegas, but I have grown an appreciation for how good the black and silver look together.
Colors. Silver and black, baby, silver and black.
Whatever. But good to be back. I've only been on a few episodes in the last few months. I've been super swamped with work and school and just insanely busy. But what better episode to jump back in than the rules episode, where everybody in this 60-man monster of a league are going to be able to go back and look and bitch at me for what I said when they go back to look at the rules later.
Well, you know, this league, it's going into the third year. We started with one 14-team division. I think everybody on this episode tonight was in that. So it wasn't even a 14-team division. It was a one 14-team league. But the when we first started brainstorming this thing, man, what a riot. Like, it was a lot of fun throwing this thing together. And there's one section, the playable cards. I don't want to talk too much about it now, but doing that this year, I had as much fun coming up with those as I did working with you to come up with this league. So I can't wait for you guys to hear about that, but I'm going to pass it over. We got Benny. So Benny puts up with a lot for me and Justin. Benny, he's very comfortable with MFL. I'm sure we could do it, but I'm too stressed out to get it wrong to input the scoring. So Benny's the one who's the mastermind. Year one, I think me and Justin tried putting the scoring in, and it didn't go exactly how we wanted it to go because the scoring is absolutely bonkers. So Benny cleaned it up. Benny deals with us. Benny tells us what's practical and what's not practical. And even when he tells us it's not practical, we try to push the envelope a little bit more. But it's at live from the band. Benny, how are we doing this morning or this evening for you?
I'm good, man. I had the COVID, I'm getting over the hill and feeling pretty good. And yeah, really excited to talk Frankenstank. And I'm really excited for how much we've upped the monstering this year. You know, like I said, we won't give away too much now, but I think the cards factor really ups the monstering factor. You want to increase the running back scoring. So I've increased the running back scoring. Amped up tight ends quite a bit as well. Wide receivers just a little bit. And, yeah, but I think you'll be very, very happy with the changes to running back and what that means for those true monster tailbacks who, you know, put their teams on their back and take them to victory.
Monster tailbacks. Benny, I've been watching Peaky Blinders. I don't know if you watch it, but when I hear you now, finished. I see Tom Hardy from Peaky Blinders. Yes, you know, for some reason, that's what I'm seeing. And Tom Hardy's a handsome man, so take that as a compliment. Hey, listen, Chris's videos is in here. He said hello. Chris, I emailed you the other day. You are the 60th member of the Frankenstank League. Hopefully you can accept our invite. You should have gotten an email from MFL. Your entry is covered, because you were a diehard Toilets to Titles fan this past season. So your entry is already covered. So you got to get in there. My Fantasy League, pick a team name of a monster that's not already taken. And if you didn't get the MFL invite, I will send it again because I think I have the correct email address for you. We want to get you in there. You're the missing piece. You are the last monster. And then also we'll send you the details once you're in there for the league chat. So for those listening at home, we also have a chat because we have so much going on. We have to keep track of it all, but everybody's in there. So Chris, thanks for joining us. I'm going to keep going here. All right. We got another man who it's the evening for him. He's in his pajamas. It's at FF underscore doormat. Matt, what is cooking this evening?
Man, what isn't cooking? We just had our State of Origins big game down here. New South Wales won the second game. So that's pretty good. Pretty excited to talk a bit of Frankenstein. It's a crazy league. Been in it since day one. Lucky enough, been in it since day one. So really looking forward to the changes that you boys have made. I see Tom Brady's the highest scoring player. So I approve of that. Everything else is I'm happy after that. So, yeah.
Tom Brady's the highest scorer. So we just did our redraft ranks. Rich did them. I did them. A few other guys told us the titles. We're actually going to talk about them Tuesday night. So I do separate rankings for Frankenstank and redraft. So I don't want to get too much into the tangent. I want to keep going. But Tom Brady, surprisingly, was pretty low for me. I'm just a little nervous with Gronk retiring, Godwin coming out the gate injured. You know, but last year I was low on him, and he absolutely crushed it. So
Gronk's coming back. He'll be back.
He is, but I don't know if he's gonna. But when? Probably week six. You know, or maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, it's funny because I said in the chat when somebody said that Gronk retired, I was like, yeah, right. He just doesn't want to go to training camp, and then I think that becomes a general consensus. But all right, the last but not least, we've missed his pretty face. It's the prettiest face in all of Toilet's titles. And that's Rich at Frito Bandito underscore FF. Rich, how we doing?
I'm doing beautiful, guys. Told us the titles. Been a while since I've been on it. Been hectic. Just kind of like what Justin was saying. Just got done moving in our new house, new job, busy days and stuff like that. So I wanted to get on the show, just chat with you guys. I know I've been kind of behind the scenes and not saying much, but always keeping track, watching you guys, watching the videos. Love seeing all y'all pretty faces.
All right, so we got Chris in here. We got Zach in here. We got Nino. Zach is here for the Frank, man. You got to vote for Frank. You got to remember that. But I don't know. The creature from the staff bathroom doesn't agree with that sentiment. He thinks you need to vote for him. But all right, we got all the introductions out. This thing is going to be absolutely wild. I don't want to take too much more of your time, but I do want to let you know, however you're watching us, it would be greatly appreciated if you went to our YouTube channel, subscribed, hit the like button, and threw us some comments. Because we, right now, I think we have like 4 or 5 episodes a week. Like, we are constantly putting out content. In season, we are going to have, you know, daily episodes, basically. We're already working on our in-season schedule, so trust me. Like, this is a monster, but our lineup is also a monster. We are constantly putting out content. Check out toiletsandtitles.com. We got articles on there. You can find links to all of our shows. And we also got Chuck Steele right now, who he's writing for us. So you got to go check out his new work. I'm sure Rich did, because his latest article was on Derek Carr. And we also have a Patreon if you want to support the show. Patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. If you go on there, you can see all the tiers. I'm not going to break them all down, but tier 1 is $3. It gets you into our group chat, supports the show. And then from there, you know, one of the tiers gets you guaranteed into Frankenstein next year. One of them gets you free entry into Frankenstein. One of them will break down your league specifically. Like, we'll do an episode just talking about your league. I think that's tier 5. It's $20. So all that stuff. And you can help support the show, and we would greatly appreciate that. So with that, boom. All that stuff's out of the way. Let's get ready to get a little scary. We are going to start with the payout structure. So this is pretty simple. I know there's really not going to be too much discussion about this. The discussion is going to come afterwards, but this is important. All right, it's $25 a person. Okay. And besides the, you know, so the league fee was pretty expensive because it's league safe. I want to say it's like $140 or something because, you know, there's 60 teams in the division. So the way MFL goes, that's the way it is. And maybe because it's a charity league, in the future, we'll work with MFL. Maybe they'll work with us. Maybe we could wipe that fee out of the way. But anyway, $250 will go to the conference winners. So that's total. So that's $50 each. Okay. $150 will go to the most points scored in the season. So $50 each is going to the conference winners. $150 total is going to the most points scored. $300 will go to the overall league winner. $25 will go to the first team to have a player at each position taken from his or her roster. This is new. So basically, even if you, like, it stinks when you get all of your players taken, when you're not doing well. But if you're the first person to get a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end taken from your lineup or from your roster, you're going to get your entry fee back. Boom. All right. 125 will go to the team in each division that had the highest scoring week of the year. So that's $25 each. $10 will go to the team that had the highest scoring week of the year out of all the divisions. Okay. And then the champion gets a sweet Frankenstein bobblehead trophy and gets the privilege. So this trophy right here, champion. So the first two champions got them retroactively. This one's going to the next champion. All right. And you'll also get the privilege of naming a division next year. So I got two of the three names. If you listen to some of our past episodes, I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag, but I think I already told everybody what two of the three leagues are going to be called, but you get to name the third one. All right. And then the winner gets to take the other half. So that's half of the buy-in, all that payout. And then the other half will go to a charity of your choosing. So the winner of the league gets to choose where that money's going to go to. They tell us, hey, we want it to go to this charity. We pay that charity, post the receipts, because that's very important, the show that the charity's been paid, and we move on. And we move on to year four of the Frankenstein. So Benny, Justin, Matt, Rich, I'm going to just briefly let's touch on this payout structure. And what are your thoughts from last year to this year?
My initial thought is I kind of really hope that that either Benny or Matt can pull off the victory this year, because I don't think I know you mentioned it, but I don't think that we have enough attention pulled up on their I don't know, what do you call the are they like sleepwear? Is this pajamas?
Hoodies. They're called hoodies.
They're just hoodies. They're just very
they're hoodies. They're wearable blankets.
Very
wearable. Wearable blankets, very comfortable.
Oh, Woody.
Because I mean, look at the beautiful koala bears, and then obviously Ben has. that's awesome.
you're such a beautiful man.
It's true.
And then Ben, so we go from koala bears to honey bears.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm all about Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Pooh bears.
That's wonderful, the structure here, the pay structure. I mean, it's very similar to last year. We had a couple of different things there, like you mentioned, and I definitely like the idea of giving some money back to the guy that is just having the absolute worst luck of his life. So that's kind of cool, because I typically have a lot of bad luck. I'm going after that one.
I think if you're hoping for me and Benny to win it, Justin, you're in trouble, because we both are dynasty players, right? We don't play much redraft, so yeah, maybe hope for something else.
Yeah, but Benny helped come up with a lot of the rules, so he's got an advantage.
I'm just trying to get my $25 back, because I anticipate being the first person to lose a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end.
Who would have thought, like, you know, 5 minutes into the show, 10 minutes into the show, the most sought after award from this league is going to be just to get your money back by losing.
Not from this guy. Not Rich, from this guy right here.
The first year, I would have been right in line for that, probably after the first 4 weeks with Justin and everything. But last year, I had a great season last year and stuff like that, so I wouldn't even came nowhere close to this. So, but hey, I don't want to get near this one. I want to get to the other ones.
Hell yeah! All right, so let's move on to league settings. And I know Mike, Dirty Jobs, is in the background. Mike, if you want, you can throw up the actual homepage of the league while we're discussing some of the settings, and just kind of scroll through, show everybody the banner. So everybody who's not playing at home, you know, you could see kind of what we're working with, because that's pretty cool. And then you could get out of there once you've showed everybody. So the league settings, basic league settings, it's 60 teams this year. It's 5 divisions. It's 12 teams per division. And there's 5 copies of each player. There's 16 roster spots. No trading, only forced trades. Forced trades, a.k.a. vampire steals, okay? And the winning team can take a player from their opponent's starting lineup. So this is where, you know, things start getting crazy. So the winning team can take a player from their opponent's starting lineup in exchange for a player they also started during this week's matchup, and that's very important. Some people think they could trade away someone from their bench for a starter. You cannot do that. You have to give somebody you started for somebody they started. Okay, very important. Now, that also plays into the strategy. Because if you think you're going to kill it, you might put somebody in your starting lineup, or on Monday night, you might switch somebody in your starting lineup if he's playing who stinks, so that you, if you already got a win guaranteed. So there's definitely some strategy there. Players left on the bench from either team during that week's matchup are ineligible for forced trading. When you force trade, you are trading position for position. So if you're giving away a quarterback, you must get a quarterback in return. However, over the course of the season, you may not steal more than the number allowed in your starting lineup at each position. So this might be a little tricky, but it's actually very simple. If you listen to that, Justin's fixture right there. If you're listening at home, you did not get to see it, but Justin as the Phantom just popped up. But anyway, so you can only steal the number allowed in your starting lineup. For example, you can only steal up to two quarterbacks throughout the season, since you can start one and then start one in Superflex. So you can't steal four quarterbacks. You can only steal two, and there's going to be someone in your division from Toilets to Titles watching all this stuff, so we can make sure this doesn't happen. But if you understand the rules, it helps us a lot, because nothing will slip through. All right. So then, you know, after that, so in theory, you could steal up to six wide receivers throughout the season, because, you know, you could all the flex positions, all the starting positions. So you just want to make sure you can only fill a starting lineup with the players you steal. And hopefully, you know, nobody, I mean, not hopefully, but, you know, if it's a pretty even league, we won't have to worry about this at all, because it's, you know, but usually a few people dominate and this will affect a few of them. So now remember that these players can be stolen from you later if you lose a game, but they still count against your position stolen. So if you steal two quarterbacks, one of them gets stolen from you and you get somebody garbage, you can't then go ahead and steal another quarterback because you lost yours. All right. There will be no stealing after week 13, because by then you, Dr. Frankenstein, have built the monster of a team that you deserve at this point and must face your fate and head on from there. So you can win every week and choose three games that you simply don't want to steal. Week number 14 is also the start of the playoffs. Week number 14 through week 17, it's a four-week playoff structure. So guys, basic vampire style with the Frankenstein twist. Do you guys have anything you want to touch on here?
Yeah. I love that you've got to kind of roll the dice, and you can't, you know, if you decide to steal a quarterback and you lose your quarterback, you can only steal two total, including Superflex. So, I mean, it really adds a lot of strategy to the whole stealing of the players. It's not just straight up, you know, get the best guy you can get straight off the mark, which, I mean, you know, obviously in some examples that can be helpful, but you've really got to think it out, and you want to look ahead to your opponents and their matchups and where they'll win,
right,
versus where they'll lose.
Yeah, there's definitely anticipation, and you're trying to predict what your opponent's going to do, so then you can make a prediction for what you want to do next week if you win. So there's definitely, excuse me, some looking into the future. So anybody else want to touch on the vampire style, or anybody listening at home live that isn't in this chat that has any questions? Because if not, I'll keep moving, because there's so much more to touch on.
I will say this. When it comes to stealing and everything, just like what Ben was saying, there is so much thinking going into this, because I caught myself multiple times looking 2-3 weeks down the road. Because when you steal a quarterback, for example, and stuff, you kind of want to look ahead to see, okay, who you're playing against. Because just like what you were saying, when you get a quarterback stolen, if you haven't stolen someone's quarterback, then you start looking down 2-3 weeks later on. Okay, I want to look at his quarterbacks and see if he has a chance of still having those QBs, and think, I'm going to hold off until that week to steal that quarterback. So there is a lot that goes into it. You'll be looking multiple weeks out and stuff, and that's what I love about this league, is the fact that there's so much that goes into it, not just about scoring and all that, but just strategizing how you're going to take players from other teams.
Excellent. All right.
One thing that I really like about this is that our playoffs start in week 14. And have we started? We haven't started in with that playoff structure yet, just have we?
We're going to get into the playoff structure.
All right. I'll wait until you get to that.
All right. So the deadline, this is also very important. The deadline, this is like huge. One of the most important rules in the league. So if you've been kind of listening, like, make sure you lock into this, because this is huge. The deadline to determine who you are stealing will be 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night each week, every week. This will allow the losing teams time to set waivers with the players they were given back if they so desire. There will be a message board thread for each division. No nonsense. Like, We're not in this message board thread, you know, just messaging, hey, I see, thanks, I see the thread. No, we don't need that. Or, you know, oh, what's this for? No, don't need that. That's what the chat's for. The message board thread will be strictly for people to post in their division if you won, who you're giving up, and who you're taking. That way we can manually insert that for you. So you're going to be looking for the message board thread for these vampires, and then somebody in your division, Toilets of Titles, will put it in. Now, if you do not get a player in by 9 p.m. Eastern that Tuesday, you lose the opportunity. It's out the window. That's it. There's 60 people in this league. We can't be, you know, bending the rules for one person. We love you all, but we're all fantasy football players. We all play in leagues. Rules are rules, and they're the way they are for a reason. All right, so we are going to enforce that. Waivers run Wednesday, noon Eastern. Parts stolen, a.k.a. players taken from opponent's roster, need to be submitted to the T2. So I said all that already, right? Just waiver wires will run noon Eastern. Now, here's the waiver structure. So this is something we added last year, okay? So it's pretty wild. I don't even know how we enforce this. I'm not looking forward to enforcing it. Go ahead, Justin.
I can take over this one.
Yeah, take over this one.
I actually came up with this animal myself, and this is a part of where I feel very upset that I was so busy that I didn't take the time to work with you and Benny a little more to completely abolish this rule, because it was a pain, but it is still on here. We're talking about it. I'm not changing anything now, so I will deal with it again this season. But the waiver structure, it's just like the monster of the league that we have. It's going to build every single week, just like the great Frankensteins that are building their monsters. Here's the basic idea. The parts that you need to build your team don't come free. If you can't steal them from your league mates, then you can buy them from the Mad Science Exchange. Remember, as the season goes along, to demand the demand for each part will rise, but the supply starts to thin out. Due to the inevitable conundrum, we must take the laws of supply and demand into consideration. Therefore, as the season progresses, the minimum bid amount for free agent waivers will increase. So you need to be careful with when and how you want to spend that cash. In other words, essentially, we're going to start off with $1 waiver bids for week one. And that sounds cheap and wonderful.
Minimum. It's a minimum of $1.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. A minimum of $1. And then after week one, we go to $2. And then after that, it kind of gets crazy. So it's up to week one is only $1. After week one, since week one, it was one, we add $1 for any time after week one. So it'll be $2 after week one. Then after week two, we're adding another $2 to that. So it'll be $4. After week three, we add another $3. So it'll be $7. After week four, we add another $4. So it'll be $11. And it'll just continue to increase like that all the way up until the point that we get to week 14. So at week 13, it has built up to where your minimum bid for a waiver must be at least $92. So from week 14 and after, we're going to cap it off at $100 for throughout the playoffs. Free agents will be first come, first serve after the waiver run, with the exception of players that were dropped during the previous waiver run. I think that's pretty basic fantasy football rules when it comes to that. I don't think there's anything else outside of that that's anything extra or different, but definitely something that you guys, if you're in this league, make sure you kind of help monitor that with me. And also understand that, like, I have to make this adjustment on Monday night after the Monday night football game and before the waivers run on Wednesday. So if I forget or I end up putting it off until Tuesday night or something, then there's a chance that maybe your previous waiver request might get snubbed. So kind of keep me, you know, on point with that. Keep me motivated to get that done every single Tuesday morning. Before you guys put in your request.
Well, we have like 2 months. So if you're listening at home, you know, we have the GroupMe chat. So that is where you could ask questions. If you notice that, hey, I was able to submit a bid at this. Please, you know, that's the point of the chat. But also behind the scenes, we'll work with Justin. We'll make sure there's a team assembled that we set the deadline. So we make sure we don't miss this. We have Justin's back. But you're starting to notice with the way the waivers run here and the way we do the vampire style, with every bit of this league, you are a mad scientist. You're a mad fantasy football scientist because everything takes strategy. You know, everything will have a process, you know, and you could spread out, you know, your intellect to think about all these things. You can focus on just one aspect of this league and try to dominate at that. But there are tons of things for you to be putting your attention on. Now, does anyone want to move on to lineups, or does anybody have any part they want to say about the waivers here?
Do you have a question?
Go ahead.
What do we start out waiver as far as bid money?
$1,000.
It is $1,000. Okay. I just wanted to verify and just make sure we state that.
Yeah, I missed that. So, yes, it is. Justin, I'm correct, right? It's $1,000, I believe.
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
I should have put that in the notes. But yes, it is $1,000. All right, does anybody else have any questions or anything about that? Let's move on to lineups. This is where things get fun, too. All right, so the lineup settings, 16 roster spots, one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, two flex, one super flex, and the six bench spots, all right? So due to the stealing aspect of this league, all teams are required to at least set a full lineup. Listen closely and carefully. Players may be on IR. They may be on bye, etc. But you must at least set a full starting lineup. Now, later on when we start talking about, you know what happens with, you know, getting into the playoffs and you know, your total score, all that stuff. Like, you want to keep that in mind too when putting a player who's on the IR on your starting lineup. If you're trying to get in, you know, if you don't have the record, but you need the points accumulated to get in the playoffs, that matters. But you can play a player who was on the IR or on the bye, okay? The penalty for setting an illegal lineup. Now, an illegal lineup is a lineup that's missing players or it's just wrong. You know, you didn't follow the rules there. You will be awarded 0 points for the week and your opponent will still be able to steal anyone. Now, this includes your bench. So your penalty, this is the only time that your opponent will be able to take somebody from your bench. Okay, so if you set a legal lineup, you'll get a zero for the week. Your opponent will be able to steal anyone on your roster and replace them with a starter of theirs from the same position. Does anybody have anything to say about lineups? We're good.
Yeah, oh, I love go ahead, that man. Rule.
You love no, it?
Love that rule. Around the zero.
Yep. Yeah. And also that a big penalty, being able to, you started an illegal lineup. If you did it intentionally without realizing, but you were just trying to save some of your players and now anybody on your team can get taken, that's severe. All right. The draft. So this is also where it gets crazy. Okay. Justin, do you want to, before we get into the, how the draft works, do you want to discuss the how we decide draft order?
Yeah. So unfortunately, we still do a rock, paper, scissors
competition. Stop with the unfortunately. This is a bright spot. This is one of the best parts of the league.
Kill me now.
Exactly. So the rock, paper, scissors competition, it is fun. I'm not going to lie. It is fun. And last season, it wasn't nearly as bad because each division was had kind of a leader to run each of their own individual rock, paper, scissors competition. So it wasn't as bad. But yeah, so we're going to do a rock, paper, scissors contest to determine draft order. We don't know the specifics on that just yet, like exactly how we're going to do it. If it's going to be tournament style, round robin, whatever, we'll work out those details later. But essentially you're going to go up against the 11 other guys within your,
or gals.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to have a rock, paper, scissors competition to determine the draft order, just like it sounds.
But if you win the rock, paper, scissors competition, you get to choose the draft order for your entire division.
I wasn't sure if we were still doing that or
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get to choose the draft order for your entire division, because that's the huge perk. You know, that's the big one. And the reason that matters is because this is the way the draft works, okay? It is an email draft. 8 hours per pick, clock stops at 12 a.m. Eastern to 8 a.m. Eastern, and then it starts back up. So the draft, I believe you are going to hear, if you're new to this league, you're going to hear how this draft works. And I believe it's going to be unlike anything you've ever had or ever dealt with. Okay. And this is crazy. This is some more mad science. Round one and round two, rookie only, snake style. Okay. So it goes up and it goes back. Snake style, you can only select rookies. Third round, the draft order is flipped. Okay. You can take veterans only, but you can't take a quarterback. Okay. So third round, draft order is flipped. Non-quarterback, veterans only. Fourth round, you can only take veteran quarterbacks. All right. So veterans only, quarterbacks only, round four. Round five and on, it is a normal draft. No trades are allowed during the draft or during the season. You need to build your monster by winning and forcing trades. And again, the rock, paper, scissor competition will determine this. So this draft, it's awesome. It is a lot of fun because there is so much strategy involved with where you want to pick. And a lot of you won't get a choice on where you want to pick unless you campaign for it to, somehow to the person who gets to pick your draft order. But, there's perks about picking everywhere. You can pick anywhere and there can be a good reason why that's a great place for you to pick. So what are your guys' comments on the draft?
Yeah, I think this year, if Breece Hall is who people think he is, how he's being valued in fantasy football, dynasty, etc., and performs how people think he can, I think the 101 is a huge advantage this year in Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Be able to get a stud tailback with that first pick. It's like getting another, it's like getting another second round pick. In the draft.
Year one and year two, we were spoiled with the first two rounds of the rookie. Like the first two rounds of this draft, rookie only, were loaded the last 2 years. So this year, it's very interesting because there's going to be a lot of dart throws I can see in the second round. And some of them always hit, man. Look at Elijah Mitchell last year. You know, you didn't need to take the dart throw last year because there was a lot of guys you knew were going to produce. But there's always going to be an Elijah Mitchell, and someone's going to get lucky with that, and that's going to be huge, huge.
I think if you get the 101 too, right, not only do you get Breece Hall, but you get that number one QB in the fourth round because of the third round reversal. So whoever gets the 101, if you don't smash it, then there's something wrong.
That's massive.
Yeah, and I know that this isn't the episode where we suggest a rule change, but now that we're like about this, I do have something, but it's not until we get to the playable cards. But I do have an idea for this. Okay.
All right, I just don't want to confuse anybody. So maybe throw it in the private chat, and then we'll see if it's worth throwing out there.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are on the playable cards now. Unless anybody else has anything to say about the draft.
So the interesting part about last year with the way the rookie draft, picking in the first two rounds, I know there was a lot of strategy about trying to get that third or fourth pick because I know we haven't got to it, but this is a tight end premium scoring too and everything. And there's some certain rules with them. And Pitts last year was a key essential pick in the rookie. So I know there was some strategies going around last year trying to get like maybe that third or fourth pick so you could pick him up to kind of help yourself with the tight end premium rules.
All right. Excellent. So sorry. I was just in the background talking with Justin. I think we could discuss that, but for the future, and I'm sorry if we're speaking in cryptic notes, but we're talking about something we see for the playable cards. But Rich, I agree. Kyle Pitts was, and there's nobody like Kyle Pitts this year, man.
Correct.
You know, I don't think there's any tight end you can guarantee that's going to produce, could be Dolchich, with Fant gone and now Okwugbunum, could be McBride, but he's got Ertz. So there's definitely going to be some interesting players that pop up and produce. All right. Playable cards. Go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
And one more thing about the draft. I'm going to talk to John a little bit more after this episode. I don't want to give up on not having a live draft this year in
Canada. Right. Sorry.
I really, even if I like.
Well, talk about it. Talk about it. What are you talking about?
Okay. Very worst case scenario. We're going to do all we can to have a live draft in Canton next season. But we've been talking about it a lot this offseason for this year as well. I would love to be able to do something at our Airbnb. We have two Airbnbs. We're going to the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio in August. It's like the middle of August. It would be wonderful to be able to find 12 guys in our league, in this Frankenstein monster league, that are all going to be going to Canton, that we can mix and match and shove into the same division and have a live draft. I'm going to go ahead and purchase that draft board too, just to make sure I have it, just in case we can make this happen. But if we can't, then we are definitely going to do one next season. I don't care. Even if we have to purchase rent a room at a hotel somewhere, to like a conference room or something, to make it happen. I don't care. We're definitely doing a live draft at bare minimum next season.
But in order to do this group chat, you know, I know some people are in a lot of group chats and it's hard to keep manage, you know, like a handle on them all. We need your help. You know, in order to do this, we need you to be active enough that we could track who's going to be in Canton. So because in the background, we have to make sure the divisions line up in a way that we can get a division that's full of people that are going to be at the Fantasy Football Expo. If we could put that together, again, we need your help. We need to know if you're going to be there. And we could guarantee, I mean, we could do it this year. I could have done it. You know, we still can. We can mix up the divisions. So if you're going to be in Canton, if we could find 12 people who are going to be there, you know, because another thing, we know there's going to be 10 people from Toilets and Titles, but we need to spread us out. Okay, into different divisions. But if you reach out, if you're going to be in Canton, you know, we can make this happen. All right, we could at least work on making it happen. But man, it's fun because in the background right now in our private chat, we are discussing some rule changes. And Matt just proposed a twist. And I like it. Okay, and everyone give me a thumbs up if we're going to throw this in. I know it has to do with the playable cards. Matt's giving me one.
Are we giving a thumbs up to which option?
To the any option. It could bypass what you're supposed to do that round.
Screw it. Let's just talk about the cards first,
and then they could bypass like the rules around the first four rounds.
Yes.
Oh,
I like it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to talk about the playable cards. And then we're going to make a decision. So sorry again, we're speaking in cryptic tongue. It's the mummy right now. All right. So welcome. This is this portion of the monster. Okay. Playable cards. This has been probably my favorite part of the offseason working on it. Maybe Andrew Campy's least favorite because he's developing these playable cards. We're going to probably print some out and we're going to get these out to you guys. Or maybe we'll hand them out or send some to the division winners. We'll figure it out. But there's going to be a message board thread for each division. And this, so basically there's going to be playable cards in the draft, but I want to let you know how they're going to work. There's going to be a message board thread for each division to post just your playable cards. Each card has its own deadline of what day it needs to be played during the week. Okay. So if you draft a card, and I'll tell you how that'll work, you'll have to read your card, you know, cause we'll send it to you and you'll know the rules of the card. You'll know the rules of the card. Cause I'm going to go over the rules of the card, you know, shortly. But you will know this. You'll have to post, hey, I'm playing this card this week. And then whatever the action is in the card that's needed, you need to put that in the message board thread. This is what I want. You know, this is what the card's capable of. This is what I want to happen. And that thread needs to be strictly playable cards. You can't post it after the deadline for that card. Okay? So specifically, you know, the Leprechaun needs to be played by Tuesday. We'll talk about why it needs to be played by Tuesday, but it does need to be played by Tuesday. If you post it Thursday, you lose the card. And you don't get the action from it, okay? So there's 12 total monster cards. There's one copy of each card in division. Cards will be available in the draft. At the end of this, I think we're going to tell you when they can be drafted, okay? Cards can be stolen if not used, okay? So because they take up a roster spot. So if you have 16 roster spots, one of those roster spots is going to be owned by a playable card, you know, until somebody takes it from you, okay? Now, you have to exchange a player for that card. Cards can only be used once, and then they are poof, gone, okay? Until they return next year from underneath your bed, okay? So here are the cards. The first card, Dracula. It can steal a percentage of a player at that same position's points to remove from that player's score for the week and add to your player's score for the week. Percentage to be decided. So we still need to nail down percentage. We will nail that down. We'll make sure that's on a card, but it will be percentage. So say you start, let's say you start AJ Brown and you are going against Ja'Marr Chase. AJ Brown has like 8 points that week and Ja'Marr Chase has like 16 points. If we make it 50%, Ja'Marr Chase, now we have to manually adjust his points for the week to 8, or just subtract 8 from your score. And we give 8 to you who use the Dracula card. We give it to AJ Brown. So now AJ Brown technically has got 16. They flipped it. So that is the Dracula card. Okay. Pennywise. Go ahead.
Sorry, Cash. Do we have to just pick the player before the start of the round?
So this is one that will be posted after. So this will be posted, you know, by, you know, if the players, so by Tuesday morning. You need to post. Gotcha. I'll put that note in there because this is a retroactive. So I'm going to put this at retroactive, posted Tuesday morning. All right. That way we can put in the score changes. All right. So that is the deadline. Tuesday morning, we'll come up with the time for that. Okay. The next one is Pennywise. A player on your roster can become any player at the position you play this card for the week. All right. So this is a huge card. It cannot be a player on your opponent's roster. So the deadline for this one is Thursday night, or it's Thursday before Thursday night football. All right. So anytime before Thursday night football kickoff, you can use this card. Okay. Does anybody have anything to say about these first two?
Yeah, this Pennywise one's a great card. It's a huge advantage too if you pick the right player.
All right.
I mean, any player in the league that isn't on your opponent's roster, that's massive.
So you would play, say you have Kirk Cousins. You would still put Kirk Cousins in the lineup. But if you want him to be Patrick Mahomes, so the person who has Patrick Mahomes in your division still has him. We don't actually put Patrick Mahomes on your roster. We just give you Patrick Mahomes' score. So we adjust your points to what it would be if you had Patrick Mahomes, okay? The Blob, you get to steal a player from your opponent's roster without having to give a player back in return. So this one has to be posted by the stealing deadline. Okay. So I forget, you know,
that is win or lose.
Right. Win or lose. So this is another big one. Okay. So this one has to be posted by the stealing deadline. We talked about that earlier. So that deadline, I think, is Tuesday nights. So that Wednesday morning people can, you know, get their waivers in. All right. So this is win or lose, like Justin said. The next one, Silver Bullet. If you lose this week, you cannot have a player stolen from your roster. So this is another one that needs to be posted by Tuesday night. You know, posted by stealing deadline. I'm sorry if you're hearing me typing because I'm just throwing these in the notes. So that one, all of these, which is your guys' favorite so far?
I mean, they all have their advantage if you play them at the right time. Because even like that Silver Bullet one, like if you know that there's a – So you can still set your absolute best lineup and not have to worry about losing a player. That's huge because then you're still getting the points that you need for the playoffs.
Yeah. And the fact that you could take it, say in Superflex, you could take a quarterback without having to give back a quarterback.
Right.
Yep. All right. So Frankenstein, you get to take a player from your opponent's starting lineup's score for the week and give him back the score of a player from the same position in your starting lineup. So this is kind of like Dracula, but it's more so of a trade. So if your quarterback gets 8 points and hit quarterback gets 25, so the head, you get to trade heads. You get the 25, he gets the 8. All right, so this is posted. This is posted Tuesday morning, okay, so that we can get the scores in.
And by posting it Tuesday morning and adjusting those scores, that could also adjust the winner of the game.
Right.
Like that can be huge as well. You might do it just to gain, you know, 40 extra points or whatever for a player because you need the points for the playoff position, but you also might be doing it because it makes a difference in who wins the game so that you can now steal another player from them.
All right. So just writing something down, just stating something we need to do in the background. All right. The next one is the Mummy. Your opponent must start the same lineup you started last week. The only exception is that if he had a player stolen from his starting lineup or he gave a player from his starting lineup. All right. So whether he won or lost, if he got rid of a player, he gets to replace that one player. But say, you know, three or four of the guys in his starting lineup are going to be in a bye this week when they face you. You play the mummy card. All right. It's got to be Thursday night prior to kickoff. And he has to play that exact roster. Actually, you know what? This probably needs to be placed prior to waivers. Right. Because now he can't make waiver moves. If he wanted to make waivers on any of those players that are on a bye, he can't. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, so then
that makes that a big card as well.
Yeah. Posted, let's say Tuesday night. So this card needs to be played Tuesday night. So if you play this card Tuesday night, he locks in that lineup.
Tuesday night before the next week's game. And, yeah.
Well, Tuesday night, that just makes sure it's before waivers. So he knows he doesn't put any waiver claims in. Because if he does, we got to go back. We got to manually adjust, and that's no fun. All right, this was Matt's one, the Terminator. All right, T-800. When you play this card, you can go back in time and make one adjustment to your starting lineup after the week's games have ended. So this is another one. It's got to be played Tuesday morning. All right. So that we could adjust score and then you could make a steal if you have to. What do you guys think about this one?
Man, that one right there is, look, it's a 1 week card, but you get to make sure you use it wisely, but that's a freaking awesome card.
Yeah.
As a guy that really sucks at golf, I'm all about the mulligans.
Yeah. That's huge. Good one, Matt. All right. The next one is the Invisible Man. You can block a player from being taken from your starting lineup. You have to designate the player before the start of the week's matchup. So you can't wait till after. Like, you need to set, like, this is if you think you're going to lose. If you think, like, say your opponent plays the mummy card. Okay. He plays the mummy card, and you're basically, you got four players on bye. This could be to make sure that your best player, if you lose, doesn't get taken, you know? So this one needs to be played. I would say, you know, this needs to be played Thursday prior to Thursday night football kickoff. Posted prior. Go ahead, Ben.
I was just starting.
I was going to say that on this one right here, this is a great one for, like, say, for example, in your QBs, if you have one stick QB and the other one ain't so best and your backups ain't the best, this is the one that you want to utilize this card on. Just in case that week and stuff like that, you think that they're going to be stealing your quarterback and you don't want to hurt. Because, look, QBs is a big part of this league too and everything. And that's one thing you might want to protect if you're a number one QB.
QBs, yes. And tight ends. I feel like tight ends might be protected too.
Yeah, and if you can hang on to this card until later in the season and you're playing a guy that's winning every week, you can see what he still has left that he's allowed to steal. And you can use it to help block him. Like, if he can only steal wide receivers, that's all he's got left. You can block him from taking your best wide receiver or whatever.
And that takes strategy. You got to look in and see. You have to look back and see, okay, who is he taking? Because he's not going to tell you, hey, I can't take any more other positions. You have to find that out. So you can do that research and make sure you're in good shape. All right. The next one is called Ghostbuster. You get to block your opponent from using their monster card. So they play it, and then boom, you play Ghostbuster. So this needs to be posted after your opponent plays their card, all right? So they still lose their card. So this one's like, bam, you know, you use your card, they can't use their card. So it's basically talk to the hand. What do you guys think about this one?
Oh, man, that's going to make a lot of people – I know I'll be mad if I have to use one of my cards and I get a Ghostbuster turned back on me.
Yep.
We'll be that whole week.
I mean, it probably works as a bit of a protection of having cards work against you, used against you, which would make this a really powerful card within itself because you could just not play it and just keep it. They're going to know you have it, right? And so if they know that you have it,
yeah, when do you have to play it?
You have to play it after your opponent plays this card.
Right.
So it's basically your opponent plays it, boom, you play yours, done.
Right,
so exactly. So if your opponent, you play your card at 8:59. On Tuesday.
Yeah, but then still, that the games didn't start, so they still have time, you know? Yeah. So you do have to pay attention.
This isn't necessarily immunity against, immunity allowing you wins and stuff, but it's definitely immunity against a lot of cards being played against you, like Ben said. So most likely, if this card is going to be played, it's going to be before the week starts, because that's the only time I could see somebody playing a card against somebody that has the Ghostbuster block card.
Or like, you probably wouldn't do this, but if you lost and you try playing the vampire card, and that would give you a win, you know, that would be a situation after the week. But if you know your opponent's got the Ghostbuster card, you probably won't play that. All right, we got three more. The next one is the Leprechaun. I believe Justin came up with this one. This card needs to be played before we record our weekly show on Tuesday. So this is an interactive card. This one's a lot of fun. All right, so those of you who like fun, you will like this card. All right, so again, needs to be played before we record at 8:30 on Tuesdays. When you play this card, we will spin the Leprechaun wheel on the show, and whatever it lands on will be your bonus for the week. So, Justin, do you have any idea what's going to go on this wheel? We probably need to nail that down.
There will be 20 different things. So I have several of them written down, but there's 5 things that are good luck in favor of you, 5 things that are in good luck in favor of your opponent, 5 that are bad luck against you, and 5 that are bad luck against your opponent. So it's literally going to be a 50-50 thing. So it could range anywhere from you get to hand pick one of the other 11 cards and use it for that week or for the next week or whatever the case is, or it could be as simple and silly as you get to force a trade with your opponent now, like a vampire or whatever the case is. There's several different ones. I don't even remember where I have it written down now, but it's going to be a 50-50 chance that it's going to be good luck or bad luck. And like I said, it's the Leprechaun card, so it's all about luck.
Right. This one, I'm not sure. So people who like fun will draft this card, but I also feel like this could be one of the cards where people are just going to fall into, you know, like they're just like, you know, they didn't draft a card and this is what they're left with. So you're going to see it either go early or go very late. So now this next one, I think this was Benny, the Fly. All right. When you play this card, you pick a player from your roster to have all of his points from receptions receiving, the Fly, technically, right? So all of his receptions receiving statistic points will be increased by 20% this week. So we'll add up the points, we'll times it by the percentage, and then we'll just give you that bonus to your final score. All right. So this is, you know, like Austin Eckler, one of those backs who, you know, or just the guy who has like Jalen Waddle. He puts up like 10 receptions, 120 yards, 2 receiving TDs. Like you could just have a monster week. And then the final one, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. After that week's games have been played, you get to swap out a player from your opponent's starting lineup with a player from his bench. So this one, you get to bypass just the rules of having to go strictly from their starting lineup. You know, you get to go to his bench and take that player. So your opponent knows that week, like, you know, I got to play my – so this is tough when you have the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because sometimes people will sit their best player because they're afraid they're going to lose, and then they would have ended up winning anyway. So now your opponents are probably going to play their best players when they play you anyway. But if they don't, you get to go to the bench, and you get to take that player. So what are the final thoughts on these cards here?
On the cards themselves, this is going to completely change the face of this entire league, and I love it.
Yeah, very, very, very creative with the powers and abilities of the cards. I can't lay claim to have come up with any of these. I threw out the idea of having the cards, and it was really to rope John in, because he was coming up with so many kind of crazy ideas, and I'm like, man, these are going to be hard to track and kind of do over a season. I'm like, how I need to bring this in a bit. So,
Benny, I think what you did was you realized that sometimes you got to give John a project just to get him off your ass, and that's what you did.
I love that it's one card per team. I've played in a powers league once before, and some teams had multiple powers, multiple cards, you'd say here. But the fact that every team's going to get one, it's just that twist, isn't it? That you can just sort of sleep on these cards and know that you'll end up with one. Might not be that good, but that's another twist. I really like just one per team. That's great.
Well, so everybody has to at least draft one card.
Yes.
I don't think that I really like the idea that we can steal the cards. I feel like that's an even bigger advantage than being able to swap out players if you win. So the guy that wins is taking more power cards. Like,
well, I don't
know. Trade your card?
I don't know. So I don't know if it's happening because we didn't think this through. You can't take players from your bench unless you're playing the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So I think the only time you would be able to steal a card is if you play the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde card. Because other than that, the card's going to be on your bench, right? So we can't take players from your bench. Correct?
Makes sense. Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to adjust that. So Ben, can you just make a note? We got to adjust that. Basically, you can't steal cards. The only time you could steal a card is, you know, I think out of all the cards, it's just the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde could basically be used to steal your opponent's card.
But then does that mean that they get the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde card?
No, it's played. The card's played. So they played the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and they get another card.
So in other words, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde can be used to just steal the other team's card.
So say you wanted the Terminator. Somebody took it, and you play him week one. You could draft the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde card with the intent to just go ahead and take that card. But now again, you could also use that card to get a really good player that you could use all week. All season. So where do you want to play that card? Do you want to play that card for a 1 week thing? Or do you want to play that card so you can get a guy that hopefully sit on your roster for 16 weeks?
So the Jekyll Hyde, once you swap the player, you get to keep that player with the Jekyll Hyde card.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's wrong. I misinterpreted that rule. I wish I could cut out the last 5 minutes of this. So you can't steal a player. You can't steal a player from your opponent's bench. You can't steal cards. All right? We good with that?
Yeah,
so, let's just say you can't steal cards. It's nice and easy.
Yeah, it's nice and easy. Sorry for the last 5 minutes. I probably really confused everybody. I misinterpreted that card. Forget that. All right, you can steal players. It's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is just a 1 week thing just for score purposes. Okay. All right.
So then the next thing that we need to pin down is when we are able to actually physically get these cards. So I feel like if we're just throwing it into the draft, during the draft, I think round five, if I remember right, is when we begin a free-for-all, just anybody can draft whatever. And if that's the case and we're waiting until the free-for-all, then all of round five, or at least the first six or eight picks, are all going to be cards. You know what I mean? Like, because all the best players would have already been taken in the third and fourth round.
I like Matt's idea of opening it to any time. So you could pick what is in. So Matt made a suggestion that you could draft cards at any time. It could bypass what you're supposed to do. It's the only thing that can bypass what you're supposed to do. But I also understand if we might not be ready for that yet. So you're one of the cards.
I kind of like that too. I missed that in the chat.
Me and Justin like it. So sorry, guys.
My only thing on that one is if we open that up, I feel like, and this is just me stating, is that maybe round two, the rookie rule, that's when they're all going to go.
That's fine. Yeah. But then you're going to fall into Elijah Mitchell, or you're going to fall into, you know.
If I have the 101, I'm taking a card. I'm not taking any rookies. Yeah. Screw that. Yeah.
Let's 100%. Dude, I think, you know, and then going forward, there's going to be drafts that are rookie loaded. And this will be something that it'll be interesting to see where people value the cards, because the cards aren't going to change, but the rookies will change.
And it would help because the first rookie will probably be taken around 108. You know what I mean? And then that kind of helps make the second round a little bit more valuable with rookies and other cards.
All right. So we got to put that in the bylaws too. So Benny, I updated some notes on when the cards need to be played. So we'll need to put that in. And then we just need to also put in above the draft that cards can be drafted any round. So it's the only thing that trumps what needs to be done. So now also, if you didn't listen to this episode and you wanted a card and you bypass it and you see a card go and you're like, dang, I would have taken that card. Well, that's on you, because we posted in the chat you know, that this episode's going live. So you're helping yourself by listening to this episode. You're also helping the show, and we really appreciate that. All right, playoffs. This league is different on every level. I do want to get into scoring briefly. So because we're already at an hour, all right? So this league is different on every level. You didn't expect any different for the playoffs of the monster of all leagues, did you? The playoffs will begin in week 14 of the NFL season and run for 4 weeks, culminating in the Monster Mash being played in week 17. A total of 20 teams will qualify for the playoffs, up from 12 last year, but only one team from each division is guaranteed a playoff spot. All right, so the following criteria will be used to select the playoff teams. Tiebreakers are also listed below. Seed one, the best overall divisional winner based on win-loss record. The five divisional winners will all get a top five seed and a first – well, no, they will not get a first-round bye. We need to change that. They will all get a top five seed. Bye is not guaranteed, but the number one seed goes to the one with the best record of the five divisional winners based on win-loss record. Again, we'll talk about tiebreakers below. Seed two, this will be the second best win-loss record among the five divisional winners. Seed three, so seed one through five, essentially, best win-loss record based upon the division winners, okay? Note, for all of the remaining playoff spots, they may come from any division. So only one team from each division is guaranteed a spot, and theoretically, 10 from one division could make it. But realistically, that won't happen. Seed number six, this team will be the best team from any division that scored the most points in the season after the division winners earn their seed. So the next best. So the division winner's points, if he scored the most or she scored the most, it don't matter. It's after that. So the most points scored after all the division winners. The teams making it in on points from here on chose to risk their starters to get more points, even if they risk losing. So they played their starters, even if they risk losing, just to try to get in with points, okay? And that's going to be rewarded. So seed seven, next most points from any division, eight, next most points, nine, next most points, 10, next most points. So seed one through five has to do with division winners. Seed six through 10 is all about points, okay? The final 10 spots will be awarded to the best overall records of all the remaining 50 teams across all divisions. This is still fantasy football, so we still want to reward those that actually win the game. So again, seed 11 through 20, best win-loss record. Of the 20 teams who qualify for the playoffs, the top two seeds will receive a first-round bye. So that's it. So we're not doing five byes. It's going to be two byes. And here is yet another twist to the monster. Okay, in round one, seed number three through seed 20 will face each other in an all-out brawl. The top six, no, that's not, I adjusted in the bylaws. So the way the playoffs are going to work, that is not it. I apologize. Let me go into the bylaws here. I put it in this week, but I forgot to.
I have it pulled up right here.
All right, so pull off how the playoffs are going to work. I apologize. I didn't put it in the notes.
It's right there on the screen.
Can you read it? I can't see it.
Yeah, so it says in round one, seed number three through 20 will face each other in an all-out brawl. The top six scoring teams from round one, so the top six out of those 18 that are facing each other, will move on to round two. So one-third of the 18 teams that play each other in round one will move forward to go up against the number one and number two seeds in the second round.
I did put it in the notes. I'm an idiot.
for the second round games, the number one overall seed will get to choose their opponent from the remaining playoff teams. So they might go after that number 20 seed that just happened to have a great week 14 because they don't think they'll have a great round two, or maybe they see a matchup they like with the number two seed and they want to get them out of the way early in the playoff. But the number one overall seed will get to choose their opponent out of all of the remaining teams left. And then the next best will get to choose next, and then the third best, and then the last two remaining will face each other. Be careful what you wish for, though, because in round three, the worst remaining seed of the four will get to choose their opponent. So, in other words, if you're that number one seed and you're trying to choose who you want in that next round, you also might consider the fact that if you're going to let that worst seed slide by, they get the advantage in the final four of choosing who they want, leaving you stuck with who's left in that final four matchup, in the fearsome four matchup, I should say.
Yes. So, guys, gals, everything top to bottom. In the actual way this league is ran is nuts. So get familiar with it. This is my like fourth or fifth time this offseason getting familiar with it, and I'm actually comfortable with it. So you too can be comfortable with it. All right. But Ben, Let's briefly touch on scoring. I'm going to pass it over to you because you put the input in. Let's take about 10 minutes to touch on, I guess, the highlighted notes, what people need to know about how the scoring is done, and then maybe a few changes you made from last year to this year.
Yeah, so as anyone who competes last year knows, that the scoring in Frankenstein, it ramps up. So, for example, you know, if you get your first five receptions might get you X amount of points. Can you go to the scoring, Justin? Yep. All right. So, for example, rushing yards. Yards 1 to 35 gets you, you know, 0.05 points per yard, right? Then yards 36 to 75 gets you 1.15 points per yard, and it just goes up from there. And it's like that for everything. So everything ramps up, you know. The better your players perform throughout the game, the more you're building your monster and is, you know, getting that monster bigger and huger. And so what we did this year is we added rushing at points for rushing attempts, right? 0.25 for the first 11, 0.5 for 12 to 20. And then if your running back is keeps getting carries after 20, they're getting 1 point per every attempt they carry the ball. We also added rushing points for rushing and receiving first downs, right? So points per first downs. So to understand the effect this had, last year Jonathan Taylor averaged 35.9 points per game in the 2021 Frankenstein settings, right? This year, that same stat line that he got last year averages out to 50.5 points a game. Joe Mixon jumps from 26 points per game to 38 points per game. So it's a big increase for running backs who carry the ball a lot and get a lot of first downs, both rushing and receiving.
Because last year, basically running backs were little monsters. They were like the playing in the kiddie pool. So we needed to upgrade the running backs to make them be able to compete with these big wide receivers and big time quarterbacks and tight ends.
Yep. And we've doubled the tight end premium. So, for example, with what we've done with the tight end premium, Mark Andrews averaged 32.1 points per game last year. Right. That same stat line with this year's scoring is 42.5. Travis Kelce just from 29.3 to 38.6. So it's a big premium for tight ends. So, you know, this league, it makes you make decisions and kind of stake your claim and plant your flag.
Yes, I love it. So the scoring is, it's changed. So we love making changes yearly, but we would like to get to a point where, you know, 90% of the foundation is secure. And I think we're getting to a point with scoring where it is, but we'll see next year when we do our off-season Frankenstein breakdown episode. But the scoring is nuts. Now, if you go to player stats, where did you find the scores, that the updated scores? Was it under, you know, player stats? Were you able to see?
Yeah, so you go reports, player top performers, player stats. Yes.
So if you're working on, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you'll see how much they would score under the 2022 rules.
Awesome.
For me to see how much they'd score under the 21 rules, I had to go back to the 21 league site.
Right. But you listening at home, you don't need to do that because you can look at these 2022 scores. It's all in there. And then you can start working on your rankings based upon that. So does anybody have any questions? You know, I know the scoring, like we could talk about it all day, but essentially it's in there. You know, all leagues have different scoring formats. It's really the rules of how the leagues run that needs to be discussed. And I believe everybody understands that now. You all have links to the league. You could check out the score and you can start working on your ranks. And we're going to discuss, you know, how we want to do this rock, paper, scissors. And you'll see over the next, you know, few weeks, we'll start posting the message board threads. In the background, we're going to be talking and making sure, you know, who from each division is going to be handling each job. And they'll reach out to whoever's in their division directly to let them know they're going to be, you know, controlling this. So you'll see message board threads start to go up. You know, you'll see us start talking about the rock, paper, scissors competition. We'll probably start talking about draft dates And, you know, this thing's filled, man. It's almost July. And not only, you know, is this going to be ramping up, we got training camps coming down the pipe in about 20 days. You know, basically a lot of teams are going to be in full pads. Things are going to be going in about a month. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're going to be getting ready for you know, games. We're, you know what I mean? We're going to be getting ready for preseason games. And yes, Frank, I called Beryl Frank. Yes, Beryl, vote for Frank. It's essential. You know, he needs your vote. He will make it work for you and your family. All right. So trust in Frank. But man, so things are about to pick up, and it's crazy that things are about to pick up, because you'd think reading all that stuff, things already picked up, but no, the monster hasn't even started yet. So, you know, be active in the chat. Let us know if you have any questions. Hopefully this cleared some things up for you. Does anybody have anything to say before we wrap this thing up?
Nope. I don't.
We're all speechless. Yeah. Terror. There's utter and absolute terror. Dirty Jobs in the background, man. He didn't get to chat too much, but we want to let you know we appreciate you, you know, doing what you do, you know, helping us with the audio content, producing this stuff. I know we get a little wild at times, so having you, you know, kind of pulling the strings in the background, it does really help, and we do appreciate you. And everybody else from Toilets and Titles, I don't take the time all the time to appreciate you, but I want to let you know I appreciate everything you guys are doing. And also all the listeners, we appreciate you. This is a morning of gratitude. It's Sunday morning here in the Coach Shep's household. So we appreciate all of you, all the Patreon members. We got a few Patreon members this week. We definitely appreciate you supporting the show and help us keep this thing up and running. It is awesome. So we look forward to playing with you. We look forward to things getting a little wild. And Tuesday night, we discuss redraft rankings. So we will see you then. Take care.